570.
An LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, we continue on. Fred Rogan, Rodney Peet on AM570LASports. Okay, so let's see. We talked about Trevor Bauer, if you weren't with us earlier.
Yeah, we did. I just got a text from Chris Paul, Fred. He said he's waiting outside of the studio, and come see him.
Okay, I'm glad there's a back entrance. I'll tell you that. I'm glad I know the way out in the back. I'm just speaking the truth. Rodney, everybody knows, and maybe you've forgotten since you haven't been in here, the one thing I do is I spit truth.
You spit it.
Yes. I spit truth. That's right. You know my vibe, and I spit truth. And I was just telling the truth. That's all, no disrespect to Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So we have talked about Trevor Bauer and the Dodgers extending, or not the Dodgers, Major League Baseball extending his administrative leave. We talked about Kawhi Leonard today and the report that maybe the Clippers didn't even know he had knee surgery. We believe they probably knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, we believe they probably knew. But now we have to bring everybody together. I mean, Chris Paul's upset. There's no reason for that. I don't know why Kevin said what he did.
You upset him.
No, Kevin.
Yeah, well, you did.
It wasn't me. It wasn't. Don't, again, with the glare. So anyway, let's end all of this and have some spirituality. By the way, it is, again, for those of you that think, what are you guys doing? Why do you do this? It is the highest rated part of the show.
Yes.
It is the highest rated part of the show.
And rightly so.
Yes. We look forward to it every day because we learn, we expand our mind. And for this bit of wit and witticism.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wit and what?
Witticism. We bring on.
Look that up, Kevin. Is that a word?
Well, it's probably not, but the man that's coming on makes up words all the time. It's Victor Brick with a daily haiku at 2. Vic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred.
Wait, Vic. I have a question.
Hold on.
And maybe I should have asked this off air.
Yeah, if you have to ask if you should ask it off air, you probably should have asked it off air.
I should have. And I wanted to ask Kevin. But when he came in, you were...
Salient point, Rodney.
Vic, I haven't asked a question yet. And we were in the middle of something. Vic, Rodney is sitting here. It's so good to see him. Why are you not on the Comrex?
I've had Comrex issues.
They still exist?
For the last 10 days.
But it has nothing to do with you being unable to unlock your phone again.
No. No, this is strictly a wiring issue.
But, Vic, the Comrexes aren't wired. They're digital.
Well, there's a digital issue.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
By the way, witticism is a word.
It is.
Yes.
Thank you.
Witticism.
A witty remark.
Yes.
Which I hate, by the way. It's kind of like a definition for fishing. Going fishing. But don't use the word in the definition of the word.
Witticism.
Yes.
A witty remark.
Wit and witticism. Yes.
So wit and more wit.
Yes. Go ahead, Vic.
And why did you ask Vic that question on air?
The Comrex?
Yeah.
Because I was surprised you were sitting here and he was not on the Comrex. It sounds good when you're on the landline, though, Vic. I got to give it to you. You've corrected the issue.
Oh, thank you, Fred. And Rodney, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, VTB. It's good to be back.
How many days and nights on the boat?
They all ran together, Vic. I don't even know anymore, Vic. They all ran together. All I know is when we got there, it seemed like it was going, ooh, we got a long one. And then when we left, it felt like 3 days, Vic. Like we were only on there for 3 days. four countries in 2.5 weeks.
A voyage of bliss.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Tutto bene.
And he's still going.
The best is yet to come.
Kevin! I'm like home alone and the mom. Kevin!
Well, I'm just saying.
Come on, we got to get rid of that.
Good things are ahead.
We got to get rid of that.
All right.
He's the executive producer of the Rogan and Rodney Show. Please, show the love. He's unique. He's singular. He's an incredible talent. He's Kevin Figgis.
King Flavor. Thanks for
the Thank you.
I'm going to burn that entire machine.
Probably a loser.
That machine looks like it's from 1973.
Oh, it is.
Rodney, thank you.
It absolutely is.
Rodney, thank you. And while you were gone, I said to Kevin, can we get some stickers on here, please? Can we get some stickers on here so I can read what's
machine?
On here? Well,
they stopped making those, I think, about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm only slightly exaggerating.
Yeah, because if it breaks, there's no one can fix it. Nope. There's no parts for it.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can, pick it apart right here.
Pull up your pen!
You gotta take care of your toys, Fred.
Yeah, I understand, Vic. I understand.
I'm the dean.
He's the master of all audio time and space. He's Ronnie Fazio.
My soul sonic brother from another mother.
Can you dig it?
Why does Fred smile before he pushes the button? He's like a 5-year-old kid. He's like, I'm about to do it. I'm about to do it. I'm about to do it.
I know.
My mistake.
It is good. No good.
Stop. Stop.
Made us take that one off.
Who made you take that off? The voice made you take that off?
No.
Someone higher up?
Yes.
Who's into macaroni and cheese?
Yes. Who isn't, Vic?
Yes.
Thank God you brought it up.
One of the greatest creations.
That's good.
Maybe the crowning creation. You know, yesterday was Mac and Cheese Day.
Didn't know.
And this was such an epiphany. A striking moment of personal realization and insight from Kraft and I think Van Schuwen, a ice cream company. They've come together to form mac and cheese ice cream.
Wait, say that again.
Stop.
Okay.
Mac and cheese ice cream.
Okay, Vic, I love mac and cheese and I love ice cream.
Right.
But together, I feel like I want to throw up.
It's already an incredible hit.
No!
They can't keep it in stock.
No!
It's totally sold out after the first day.
Who wants to eat mac and cheese ice cream?
What? People love it.
But
if you love mac and cheese, you're going to love mac and cheese ice cream.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Won't the ice cream melt?
Well, if it's hot,
they don't put mac and cheese on top of ice cream, Fred. It's a mac and
supposedly cheese. Supposedly, it's a little salty. It's a little, but as is the original recipe of mac and cheese, a little salty.
That's good for you.
As you know, there's studies that say salt is not that bad for you in moderation.
What study is that?
Well, I just read a recent study. Because you know me, I'm always perusing and trying to grow my mind.
Yeah, you are.
Straight from the Cleveland Clinic. Vic.
A recent study said, salt is not that bad for you if you don't take it in great amounts.
Vic, have you had this macaroni and cheese and ice cream concoction?
Not yet. I've read reviews.
What's it taste like, Vic?
Mac and cheese. Perfect. Like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
And ice cream.
What color is it?
Yellow?
This is mac cheese, yellow.
Oh, no.
It's supposedly delicious.
Does not sound delicious at all.
It's disturbing.
Ugh. Really?
Yes.
It's gotten rave reviews.
Again, we don't know by who.
Well, people were eating it.
Mac and cheese is not a dessert, so it doesn't, cheesecake, cookies and cream, things. That sounds delicious. Anything with fruit. Mm. Mac and cheese ice cream? Ugh. Like, let me give you a...
Let me give you Van Leeuwen ice cream.
Oh, no.
Kraft and Van Leeuwen.
How about give me some flounder? Flounder ice cream. No.
It says, according to TMZ, it took only 3 hours to fill out 9,000 scoops.
He doesn't listen. Hey, you know what I want today?
Vic is listening.
He's not listening. He doesn't listen. Listen, Rodney, I can't think of anything that sounds less appealing. Hey, what do you want? I want a big piece of flounder. Now we'll make it with ice cream. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, delicious.
Go ahead, Vic. No. Sorry.
That's a little out there. I love flounder, but flounder ice cream might be a reach, but you know, this is Mac ice cream.
What's the giant hit? What's the texture of flounder? Is it like swordfish?
I would say
like
medium
salmon?
Texture. Not hard, not soft.
Yeah, middle road.
Middle of the road. Yeah.
One thing you don't want to be is middle of the road.
Yeah, not quite. Mm. Not quite sea bass, and not quite swordfish.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
By the way, this...
I ate flounder, like, every Friday as a kid.
Oh,
my mother made fish on Fridays, you know.
Yeah, Friday.
And so she made flounder.
Nice.
You put it in the frying pan and just kind of...
He doesn't.
Olive oil.
That's how you cook the flounder. You fried it up, sometimes baked it.
She fried it up.
Yeah,
okay. She fried it up.
Used a lot of salt.
Not that much salt, though, always... Little pasta on the side, little pasta with marinara sauce on the side.
Flounder and pasta.
And marinara?
Man, I'm so sorry I missed dinner at your house.
Every Friday.
God, why couldn't I have had an invite to that? What are we having? Flounder and pasta. Who's in?
Flounder and pasta, man.
Oh, yeah. That's hearty.
This Sarah Jacobs, man, she was the, incredible cook, but... She had an Italian neighbor who on Friday, observed the fish on Friday.
Yes.
And she always had fish on Friday, so Sarah said, that's a good idea. I'm going to have fish on Friday, too.
Oh, nice. Gefilte fish.
Like a gefilte, yeah. She'd make gefilte fish, but flounder was the fish of the day.
Yeah.
L'chaim to life!
Maybe you should have gone a little salmon, Vic.
Never ate salmon as a kid, tell you the truth.
No.
You didn't eat lox?
No.
You didn't eat lox?
No lox?
Well, I smoked salmon, yeah, but not like...
No, I didn't say, did you smoke salmon, Vic? I don't want you to roll it and smoke it. I'm asking if you ate lox.
Of course we had lox. But, I mean, the salmon, the fish, and the grilling, and the whole thing.
It's still salmon.
I don't think anyone was really...
It was lox, right, Vic?
Grilling salmon back in the day.
No, Vic, I asked you if you ate lox. You went, no. Then you said...
Oh, no.
I ate lox.
I don't even consider lox salmon. You know what I'm saying?
But it is.
I never did. Like, I consider lox.
Like, no, I don't eat sweet potatoes. I eat sweet potato fries. Gotcha. By the way, this mac and cheese, this ice cream flavored mac and cheese, there was such a clamoring for it, the website actually crashed because so many people tried to purchase it.
You have to buy it online?
Right? Yeah, you have to buy it online and send out an Instagram page saying, like, sit back. We'll have our store back online soon.
Really?
So there's a clamoring for this, apparently.
They love it.
You know, we should order some and try it. Vic, will you do that? We should order some. Vic, will you do that?
Well, what you should do is order it from the station because you have a fridge, you have a freezer. You have all the accoutrements. I would just direct it towards Burbank.
What other accoutrements do you need?
Because if I have it here, you guys can't taste it.
No, I want you to order it, pay for it, and send it to us. Really, it's the least you can do, Vic.
The least I could do.
You laugh.
Yeah, right. Fred's not joking.
No, I'm dead serious. Because we have the accoutrements here. We have a freezer.
We got the freezer, man.
We have a freezer. You ever put anything in that refrigerator? over there?
Yeah, about 4 years ago, and I think it's still in there.
Can I tell you what? Yeah. If you put something in the refrigerator here in the little kitchen area, in 2 hours, it is frozen into ice. I've never seen it. I put soup in there one day. I mean, it was like a brick, like 15 minutes later. That's the coldest refrigerator I've ever seen. Just make it a point, Vic.
It's high kilowatts, man.
A lot of kilowatts. Is that what it is?
It's high kilowatts. Sure. Why wouldn't we
think? Very effective. It's very effective.
Here I am thinking it was the knob that said cool, cold, coldest. It was the kilowatts the entire time. Yeah. My
bad. Hey, Vic, do me a favor. Just do me one favor. That you're not going to send us the ice cream. Do your special sound you make when you get excited.
You mean when the Dodgers are up 11-0 on the hated ones?
Yeah, do that sound. Vic, you had a little at the end there.
I went. Little flourish at the end, Fred.
Yeah. That was the end of it. That was the finish at the end.
Vic, where did that
sounds
come
like
from?
A little spumoni at the end of the meal on the island of Capri.
Yeah.
little spumoni.
Little spumoni.
I went yeah.
Vic, where did that come from?
Somewhere deep in my soul.
Vic, I don't think anybody's ever made that sound before.
No, it's just a unique sound.
Yeah.
What does your beautiful bride say when you make that sound, Vic?
She digs it.
I went, yeah.
Does she know good times are coming, Vic, when you make that sound?
She knows good times are coming all the time.
What did you say good times are coming?
Good times are coming. That's what I keep promising her. Good times are coming, my love.
Yeah.
Have patience.
Hey, Vic, let me ask you.
Patience.
Vic.
Oh, Vic. Patience, my beloved bride.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Vic, can I ask you one more question?
Of course, Fred.
How's the hoe of the dojo doing?
What's that in the dojo?
The hoe of the dojo. How's that working?
The hoe, Vic.
How is Hakaho doing in the sumo tournament?
Oh, great question. I'm glad you asked. Hakaho.
Yeah.
Fred. Why like that? Why didn't you ask a direct question?
No one calls him the hoe. He's Hakaho.
No, some people call him hoe, Vic. I've heard he has a reputation.
He's 12-0. They've gone 12 days in Nagoya at the Japanese sumo wrestling tournament.
Yeah.
He's 12-0. He's tied with another incredible Mongolian.
So for the second time, you don't know his name.
Tetsuo Fuji. I think Tetsuo Fuji.
Yeah.
Fuji is also 12-0, who looks great.
Didn't his father make film? Fuji?
Well, named after Mount Fuji, the great mountain.
I'm sorry, I thought it was the family business, and his son went off and became a sumo wrestler. I thought I read that somewhere.
Fuji film?
There's a lot of sumo guys who left... part of their name is Fuji, in respect to the Great Mountain.
Okay.
But he's 12-0. I know, this is day 13 today.
Yeah.
I'll be watching, I'll be glued in at 9:30 on NHK.
Yes. On where?
NHK. I watch it religiously. I'm an addict. You know, I'm a sumo addict.
NHK.
Yeah.
What's NHK?
NHK is the... broadcast from Japan.
Yeah.
In English.
NHK.
And they give
you a great Asian
overview.
Where do you
politically,
find it?
Socially, sports, everything.
On the dark web? Where do you find it?
Right next to ESPN
cable.
8, the Ocho? Or...
It's on cable.
It is?
Go to it's on. If you have Spectrum, on my Spectrum here in the St. Gabriel Valley, it's 195. Channel 195.
Uh-oh, Vic, I have breaking news. Beginning Saturday, LA County residents will be required to wear masks indoors once again.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a fresh outbreak of that freaking variant, and we got to take this seriously. You know, the hospitals are getting overloaded again. Cases are springing up. We got to get back, you know, back to the garden and destroy this new variant. We got work to do. We got more work to do.
Back to the where?
Back to the garden. Garden of healing.
Oh, garden of healing.
No, that's big news.
Yeah, man.
It sucks, but it's big news.
Indoor,
right. Indoor. Right, restaurants, movie theaters,
here, workplaces. I'm assuming as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Yeah, so.
Right. Glad I saved a mask.
Well, listen, we conquered it once. We're going to conquer it again, and we'll keep conquering it.
Well,
being a mask, yeah.
That's who we are. That's what we do.
I got so many masks at home. We got so many masks. You know, when at the height of it, you couldn't find them at the beginning. You just tried to search for masks, and there wasn't any.
Right.
So we went, and I did it. The kids did it. Holly did it, tried to find masks. And so we ordered them from Amazon and a bunch of different masks. We can't turn off the spigot. They keep coming every single month. We get a big old bag of masks. We got enough masks. Probably to mask all of the San Gabriel Valley, Vic. It just keeps coming. We canceled it 12 times, and they keep coming.
That's a blessing.
Yes. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
We're going to mask up again. It's going to, you know, got to get back to it. And then we'll knock it out again. Because that's who we are. We're not going to let the stinking virus... you know, screw us up again. We're going to, we have a beat on it. We have vaccines. We're going to kick its ass. You can quote me on that.
Quote him.
Yeah. I've got a red pen here.
This haiku for you is from Mike Dillon.
Apparently, stop. Apparently, that was the end of Vic's preamble to the haiku because he just goes right into it and announces.
Right to it.
It's from Mike Dillon. Who is Mike Dillon?
Mike Dillon.
Born in Seattle.
Okay.
And for him, when he first discovered haiku, he said, it's a homecoming. He loved it. Loved the haiku. Mike Dillon.
You've been heavy on the domestic haiku artist, Vic.
Yeah.
Lately.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of baseball haiku. Mm-hmm. And this haiku for you on this Thursday, July the 15th. The last kid picked running his fastest into right field. I'm feeling you. Mike Dillon.
Well, first,
yes.
I feel for Mike because he obviously was that kid.
Mike, Mike the haiku art, yeah.
Yeah, Mike knows what that's like.
I always thought the last one picked went to left field.
No, I actually think they go to right.
They go to right field.
I think that's fairly accurate.
Oh.
It's like in Little
League. Oh, yeah, the crappiest kid went to right.
Yeah.
I was in right.
Yeah, because most kids
went to right.
Right-handed, and they would, they wanted to make sure the ball never went to right field.
Yeah, in Little League, Vic, oftentimes they put the youngster, who may not be the best player.
Nice way to put it.
Yeah, in right field. You say.
I played right.
Yeah, how'd you play it?
I sucked.
Okay, well, then, obviously the theory holds true.
I was a two-way player. I caught mostly. I was a catcher. Tools of ignorance. For I played, you know, for Moby Drugs. That was my first team. I was 8 years old.
Vic,
and I was fat.
Vic, first of all, I'm sorry you were fat. You were 8 years old. But I am
I was
not,
chubby. Let's go chubby.
I'm not going to sign off on you playing for somebody giving you drugs at that age.
No, it was a drugstore. That was our sponsor. Drugs.
Moby Drugs. I thought you said Bill Moby was giving you drugs. And sending you out
there
to play.
How did you get that from that?
You know, sometimes with Vic, you read between the lines.
Well, Moby Drugs was our sponsor. You know, that was our uniform.
Moby.
I'll never forget. It was like a purple and white.
Yeah.
And we had Moby Drugs on the back, on the front, and your name on the back.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. We had
Moby Drugs.
Our one of my sponsors when I was in Little League was Der Winter Schnitzel.
Oh, you had the
yeah
yeah
yeah. And we had
yeah.
We were green. We had the green 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 uniform. Our colors were green and white. They're Wiener Schnitzel. And they used to call us the announcer, there comes the green weenies.
Vic, I just wanted to react, Rodney. I just wanted to react. Vic, before we let you go, because we know you have to go today, but before we do.
Oh, no.
Can you share with us your greatest baseball memory?
Yes, please, Vic.
What, Little League?
Yeah.
Stickball?
No, not stickball, Vic. All right, you can do stickball.
My greatest, stickball to me is very important. I played a lot of stickball.
Yeah,
my greatest memory as a kid was in our park. You know, we played a lot of stickball. You know, the broomstick, Spalding, one bounce to the plate. And we had a six-story building adjacent, you know, buttressing the outfield. And if you could put the ball up on the roof, then you were a player. And all our great stickball players from our past, Fat Jack was notorious for putting the ball up in the roof.
Sorry I asked this. Go ahead, Vic.
And I got a sweet bounce on a Spalding, and I did the uppercut. I was like 10 years old, and I put that Spalding on top of the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And I went nuts, and people were going nuts around the park because I reached the roof. It was a milestone for me, hitting the roof.
What is a Spalding?
That was really my most major baseball moment as a kid.
What is a Spalding?
It's a rubber ball with a little more juice to it.
Like a Super Bowl?
Not quite, in that vein. Before the Super Bowl, the Spalding was basically a ball that had packed a little juice. So when it bounced, had a little extra bounce. Wasn't more than a tennis ball. You know, tennis ball is kind of flat. Doesn't have that bounce. But a Spalding, you would get a little extra hit.
Mm. Was it a true bounce, or did it like did it have crazy bounces to it?
I was like, it was a true bounce.
Oh, okay.
It was like a rubber ball on steroids.
It says a rubber ball the size of a tennis ball that was commonly used in street games developed in the mid-20th century, like Chinese handball, stoop ball.
Right.
Butts up. I don't want to know what that was, and I don't know if I'm...
Vic, you ever played butts up?
Pass on that one.
Never. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Well, I guess that depends who you are, Vic.
Any street game for me is good. I love street games.
Okay, you should probably stop now. After you said butts up sounds like fun, and now you like playing on the street, Vic. That's good.
Well, who does it?
Yeah, good point, Vic.
On your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right. It's just flying by on a throwback Thursday. We're just rolling.
Anybody ever play butts up?
But that's what I was going to ask. Butts up.
Oh, Ronnie says
Ronnie,
he played.
Ronnie, you played?
Butts up?
Yeah.
Is it also known as bottoms up?
It's a real game. From what I remember, I played it in elementary school.
Okay, and how do you play, Ronnie? What is butts up?
From what I remember, you would throw a ball against a wall, and you would have to try to catch that ball. And you would try to throw it as hard as you could. And the person that could not catch the ball would have to go and kind of butts up, put the hands against the wall, and everybody would get a chance to throw that ball against your butt. Hence, butts up.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's an elementary schoolyard game.
You throw the ball up in the air.
You throw it
hard as you can at someone?
Yeah, you have a group of friends, and there's, you know, the wall at school. You would throw the ball against the wall at school as hard as you could, and you would try to catch it. Everybody would get a turn to try to catch it, and if you didn't catch it, you would pay the penalty of having to go to the wall and have everybody take a shot at your backside with the ball.
I think it would have been more interesting if you had to catch the ball with your butt, as Rodney suggested. Yeah. that would have been more challenging.
You think you could do that, Fred?
No. That's why I never would play. Butts up, Ronnie. You're the only person I've ever met that's played that game.
Yeah. If you're the only person I've met that says that maybe they can catch it with their butt.
Okay, well, then we each have something on the other.
I think you're more talented than me, though.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
LA Sports.
Yeah, because that's how people are consuming their media. The other side of it is, 20 years ago, the All-Star Game was a pretty big deal. Because you got to see everybody all at once come together. The biggest names, the biggest stars in play. Well, you know what? On Friday night, if you have the MLB package, you can see everybody play you want to see play. Also, you have interleague play now. So you have American and national teams, league teams playing. There's just not as much interest in All-Star games anymore. And it applies to all sports. The NBA game is a dud, although they've tweaked it a little bit, where they made it more exciting at the end. Hockey is a complete disaster. I think we all know what the Pro Bowl is.
The Pro Bowl still rates well.
It does?
Oddly, it does.
Because it's football. Is it really?
Yeah. Even but though it's a bad. Bastardization of the real football that we see every Sunday and Saturday, but people still watch it.
Did you ever get invited to the Pro Bowl?
I got invited as an alternate one year.
And what did that mean? What'd you do?
I didn't go because the guy I was supposed to, I forget who it was I was going for, he couldn't play originally, and then he decided that he wanted to go. It was when they did it in Hawaii. So he ended up going. I forget who it was. I think it was, I'm going to say it was Randall Cunningham, I think it was the third QB. Because they were bringing three at a time back then. And then, but they, you know, a lot of guys would not play or opt out, and then they would be an alternate. I was the first alternate. But then he opted back in, so I didn't get to go.
Did you want to go?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely want to go. That's like a... It's like a badge of honor for guys who want to make the Pro Bowl and go over there. You know what I mean? I didn't get any bonus because you got to make it.
Ah, that's what sucks. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. You still got a bonus for being alternate.
No, you don't get a bonus. You know, you got to make it.
You mean you don't want to go to the Pro Bowl in Indianapolis? Or?
No. No draw was going to Hawaii.
Or Jacksonville or wherever they're having it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We know Reggie Bush is on a bit of a campaign to get his Heisman Trophy back. The Heisman Trust says you can have it back as long as the NCAA reinstates all of your records. Well, apparently, he's starting a documentary, as a matter of fact, talking about him losing his Heisman and all the things he's going through. He released a quote saying, "After all these years, I'm finally ready to tell my story. I hope this can help drive change with the next generation of student-athletes. We're making some progress, but there's still a long way to go." I don't know if he's going to talk about things that he did or he allegedly did while USC. I'm sure he's going to talk about the fallout, obviously, what's happened to him. And having to disassociate with the school and what's happened to the school with all the sanctions. And on the trail back, trying to get his records back and trying to get reinstated.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. The only thing is you have to come clean. You have to be real. You have to open up and be completely transparent. Or it will be a disaster and go the other way for you because... You know, having, you know, I wrote a book and then we've obviously done some reality shows. And one thing that you got to do is you got to be vulnerable and you got to come correct and you got to unveil everything. You got to go there and hopefully he's willing to go there because there's still a number of people at USC, you know, faithful and alums and fans that are still not happy with Reggie because we still don't know the full story, you know, and he hasn't really talked about, like he just mentioned, he hasn't really talked about his side of the story, at least openly and honestly, and hopefully he does. He said he is, and hopefully he does, because if he doesn't, I think it could have the opposite effect of what he's trying to accomplish.
Yeah, well, I get the sense from what you said, Kevin, that he wants to tell his side of the story. We pretty much know the story.
Right. So he's trying to tell us something that we don't know that hasn't publicly been released.
What is his side of the story going to be?
Well, that'll be interesting, you know, because obviously when things involve other people and family members and how that kind of got started and orchestrated and, you know, maybe reasons, you know, because everybody's wondering, why didn't he come clean, or why didn't he say something in the midst of it when it was all going down, and people believe that it could have saved USC from almost from getting pretty much the death penalty right. when it comes to sanctions that they got. A lot of people still feel that Reggie could have helped softening that blow, and he stayed silent.
Right.
So we know, but you also know, Fred and Kev, that there's always more to the story.
Oh, yeah.
There's always more to the story. So, like I said, hopefully he lets it all out.
Well, the Major League Baseball schedule was to begin tonight. Just one game on the slate. The Red Sox were set to take on the Yankees. And as a reminder, whether you're vaccinated or not, COVID is still a real thing and people are still dealing with it. The Yankees had a minor, I don't know if I can call it an outbreak, but three players who have tested positive for COVID and a couple of others who are pending. As of now, the game has been postponed because of that. Now, New York is among the major league teams that have 85% vaccination rate, and they had a breakout. Phil Nevin, who's our third base coach, and a bunch of other coaches and a couple of players, maybe a month or so ago, they had a game postponed, and all the players that and coaches that were affected had all been vaccinated, but for health and safety reasons, they had to postpone the game. So, just a stark reminder, you know, things are opening up, we're getting back out there, but this thing is not behind us quite yet.
Look, I'm not telling anybody how to live their life, so, you know.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Exactly. No, I'm not going to do that. So, you know, hear what I
hate to bother you, but I'm going to bother you.
Right.
That just reminded me, because when we were over there out at dinner and on the vacation with Magic and Sam Jackson and LL, it's like people were... I hate to bother you. I really hate to bother you.
Then don't.
Yeah.
Then don't.
Yeah, but here.
And only Sam can respond the way Samuel Jackson responds to people.
Get the F out of my face, mother effer. Like, that's great. Can I record you saying that to me?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. He stayed in character.
I just want to say, whatever you want to do, you want to do. I don't know if this is a function of not enough. I don't know. I'm just sitting here. But is this a function of not enough people getting vaccinated? Because cases are up in L.A. County.
Well, even these vaccinated players and coaches.
Maybe they were around ones that weren't.
Yeah, I mean, and that's going to happen. They you only have to reach the threshold of 85% with players and traveling staff. So you can be fully vaccinated and still get it. Rich Eisen said earlier today.
Wait, 85%? Say that again.
85% of the traveling party, that is players, coaches, whoever is in and around the team. As long as you have 85% of those people vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks. Travel restrictions that the league has imposed on you are all taken away. You can basically operate as if everything is normal and nothing ever happened.
Hmm. Wow. I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life.
Right.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I think it's a fair question.
Yeah.
What's the question again?
Is it because...
not enough people are vaccinated?
Not enough people are vaccinated. I don't know the answer. I'm not a scientist. I swear. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a scientist.
Well, you got to get that feeling, because there's there's heavy campaigns to get people vaccinated. I think there was a young person that was at the White House.
The pop singer yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
Olivia.
Yes.
Making a pledge for young people to get vaccinated. Right. And so
Olivia Rodrigo,
a big push. Yeah. Still a big push for people to get vaccinated, and again, I'm not a doctor or scientist, and I'm the first to admit my whole family's vaccinated, and apparently, hopefully, I guess that softens the blow if you get it again,
right?
So, again, you know, we do live in a place where you have choices, but it feels like with this one, we might all be better off if everybody got vaccinated,
and that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Yeah.
Kevin's been great.
Okay. We're back to wrap it up in a minute.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hogan and Rodney.
Rodney Peach.
An athlete.
Rodney Peach.
A father.
Rodney Peach.
An LA icon.
Rodney Peach.
And this guy.
Red Rogan. AM 570, LA Sports.
Hey, don't forget, 12 finalists will have the chance to win a Chevy Silverado. Enter now for your chance to win at AM 570, LA Sports /Chevy. Brought to you by the Chevy Silverado, the number one selling full-size pickup in California. Roddy, Kevin, thank you as always. Great work. Rodney, good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Freddie, let's get him tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money over cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell. To live and die in LA on bail. My people say,
the place to be.
To live and die in LA.